You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, I am really excited now. I want to thank our friends at Zacharin PR and the folks at Plaza Construction for serving up a thought leader in the construction industry, Brad Meltzer. I've been waiting a long time to say welcome to the show, Brad Meltzer.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Now, Brad, why don't we start off with telling a little bit about Plaza Construction, how you guys are different from the other GCs, a little bit about Plaza Construction, because you see all the signs flying from the buildings. Why are people picking Plaza so often?
Well, we're a national builder. Our home office is in New York City. We have operations in New York, Washington, obviously here in South Florida, and some other marketplaces. We grew as an in-house builder. We're for the Fisher family many years ago up in New York. So we like to look at ourselves as an owner builder, and we think like an owner, we act like an owner, and we treat their money as though it's ours.
Well, now I know why people are picking you, Brad. Now, you know, there's a whole bunch of projects that you're working on. Can you pick out a couple that are really special? I don't want to say it that way. Can you pick out a couple to discuss on the show? Because I know they're all special.
We've got a number of great projects. We're in the middle of getting TCO for the Paraiso District right now for the related company. Paraiso Bay already got his first TO. Two others are right on the horizon, and with one shortly behind that. So that's four towers all at one time.
Yeah, I live right next to that. I saw you guys were pulling up the plants just the other day, and I was supposed to go to tour it with Carlos tomorrow, but he pushed me back a week, probably wants all those plants to be in.
Absolutely, and if you can't get your tour with him, I'll give you a tour.
Oh, high five. Maybe I can get you both. That would be awesome, but in either event, I can't wait to do that. What are some other really cool things you're working on?
Well, the 1000 Museum Tower is really special. Zaha Hadid was the architect. Their firm, obviously, is continuing on, but she passed away roughly a year ago now. We topped out concrete roughly 8 weeks ago. It's a signature project, not just here from Miami, but I think internationally.
Oh, I was watching the PBS show that they did on it. Like, it was the first one of the amazing buildings in the world that they profiled. High five to you and your team. I love the guys that are behind that. I'm going to let you give the shout out.
Thank you. Yeah, Joe Seri and our team out there, Paul Fleckenstein, really doing a great job. Our clients are fantastic, like-minded people. Love working with them.
And who are your clients? You got to give a shout out to them.
So Kevin Wenger, Greg Coven, and Lewis Birdman are our day-to-day guys out there. Great.
Yeah, I tried that because I know Lewis and Greg. I want to give a shout out and a high five to them. What a great job they did. I'm so proud of my friends on getting that deal done. Now, Brad, tell us a little bit about some new things that are going on at Plaza. I recently read where you guys are expanding to Central Florida. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So back in December, we opened up our Central Florida office. It's actually based in Tampa, but servicing the Central Florida marketplace. We're performing pre-construction right now for BTI. They're building a project in the West Shore neighborhood, the West Shore Marina Project. We're very excited about that. We think Tampa's got a great horizon ahead of it.
I'm really excited to hear that because I have a lot of friends in Tampa. I actually worked in Tampa for a number of years in Central Florida. It's just an amazing place, and it's really great to hear that you're coming in and helping them to expand. One of the questions I wanted to ask was, what is the impact of the change in construction costs going to have on construction? And I'm being general, but I think you know what I'm meaning.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Here in South Florida, we're not as affected by the steel issues that you're probably alluding to as some other marketplaces. Because of the propensity for concrete in our marketplace and not as much steel, curtain wall type steel as you see like in markets like New York City or Washington, South Florida won't be impacted as much as other marketplaces and therefore Tampa as well.
You know, one of the other issues that seems to be always a bugaboo of the construction industry is getting the right subs and the right teams. And since you mentioned Paraiso, and I live right next to there, and I'll show you afterwards my photos of Paraiso. I have them from when it was dirt. And one of the things about Paraiso that I've seen is when the construction workers walk off the site, it looks like there's 1,000 of them. You must have incredible human resources people.
It's pretty amazing. So obviously we don't self-perform all of the work. We have our subcontractors out there. But I would tell you, on any given day on that campus, we do have upwards to 1,000 people. And, it's complicated. Got to get them in, got to get them out, try to be as little impact to the neighbors as possible.
Well, we really appreciate that. And I know you really did everything you could to mitigate all the issues for the neighbors on that. So tell me a little bit about what's been happening in the industry, what kind of changes. I know there's always new systems, new methodologies. What's a new thing that you guys have been focused on doing?
Paraíso is a perfect example. So the first project where we started using something called PlanGrid, technology where all of our superintendents have their iPads in the field. They have all the drawings in the field. They can get up-to-the-minute information from the design professionals and the clients. It's saving a lot of back-and-forth time versus a guy going back to his office or his trailer, emailing people, calling people. He's getting the information live, and it's really helping us out.
Now, if I'm sitting across from you and I've got my design, my construction drawings, and we're pricing things out, walk me through some of the things that you would focus on most of all from a value engineering standpoint, helping me bring it in on time and on budget.
Well, sure. You know, that's where our estimating team comes in. A lot of us, like myself, I have a master's in architecture, and many of our other staff are professionals like that. So we like to look at it from that perspective. You know, the building is really, the cost is really driven by 8 or 9 different trades: mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and sprinkler, the concrete, which is 25%, elevators and windows. So those are the things we dive into first, and we look for opportunities to not reduce the quality of the building, but potentially from a means and methods perspective, reduce the cost. And that's what we do initially.
And so you've taken a look at the drawings, and you've maximized the efficiencies, and you've helped me bring it in on time and on budget. What is the most important thing for you when you're working on a job?
You know, we like to service our clients ultimately, right? So it's about being like-minded, understanding what it is they want. Obviously, once we've signed the contract, the price is already locked up. So the next most important thing is to deliver on time, and then thereafter is to produce the best quality in the marketplace so that we don't have issues coming later on, like 558 claims and things like that. And we've done a great job of that in this market.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to ask. Once you turn over the condos, what's your record been?
We think our record has been stellar. You know, every single project, there's going to be some sort of claim. But we've really done a great job of mitigating that effort. I actually just ran into one of those opposing lawyers here. And we were actually just complimenting each other on what a great process it was.
Well, that's actually really good, because I know that every condo association at the turnover that the president swears he's going to do something, and they always do it. But I've seen sometimes it's been very frivolous. What are some of the things that you've been seeing as far as evolution in the projects you've been working on as far as resiliency? You seeing any new issues coming up where people are able to make changes that help them with resiliency?
If you're referring to seawater, you know, sea level rise and things like that, you know, the South Florida Building Code has really done a good job of you know, providing that type of resiliency that these projects need. We haven't really seen too much new, but I think all the new building codes that were put into effect, you know, 10 or so years ago have really played out. And we saw that in the most recent hurricanes. In Irma, none of our existing buildings had any problems.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I wanted to ask. So in Irma, you didn't have any problems. We saw all those horrific pictures that were on Brickell Avenue. No impact at all?
No, zero impact. Literally, I didn't have one call from an existing building or previously finished building that said, hey, we've got water in the building that we didn't expect.
Now, you've got your new person in Central Florida, and you're out here always pitching business. What is the type of project that most fits into your wheelhouse?
You know, to be completely candid, we're a diversified entity. So while you might see our signs on a lot of the condominiums and hotels here in town, we do lots of other things. And we just recently completed the Aventura Mall expansion for Simon Properties and the Soper family, a fantastic project. We're doing something for Michael Commerce right now on Fifth Street. Our New York office finished the Fulton Street Station award-winning project. So we do really whatever it takes. And we like to keep it diversified, not just from an economic standpoint, but it keeps our employees interested and eager to do new things.
You know, I should call you Who's Who Construction, because you guys build for everybody. Why don't you tell me some of your satisfied clients?
Well, the related companies are satisfied clients. I've already mentioned the people from 1000 Museum, the people from Lionheart, the related group up in New York, the group called Red Sky, a new client of ours here in Miami, also an opportunity for us in New York. Fisher Brothers, a client of ours since the early 80s, still a client of ours in New York City and Washington, D.C., and we're doing some, I guess I call it consulting work for them here now in South Florida.
Wow, that's really amazing. It's great to be part of the Plaza team, I got to believe. Just one last question. We talked a little bit about what it was like for people to be employees at Plaza. Why don't you talk to the folks and tell them what you would say to the employees of Plaza, given where we are in the cycle?
So, you know, it's an interesting time in the cycle. A lot of things are finishing and a lot of new things are starting. At Plaza, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to work on great projects, signature projects, and we give people, we empower people to make decisions. And that's the growth of an employee. When someone gets a chance to actually make a decision, make an impact on a project, and bring value to the projects, that's what it's all about.
Oh, bro, I love you. When am I getting you up to the Rinker School at UF and hire some of our boys and girls up there?
That'd be great. You know, we do recruiting there every year. We set up a recruiting fair both at FIU and at UF. We have something called Plaza Futures at Plaza. And it's a program for people from 0 to 2 years in the industry to come and spend time, and they circulate from the different departments in our company for a two-year period, and it's been incredible. The look on the face of these young people, it's kind of like school extended.
Listen, I love it. I mentor a lot of the young people that come out of UF. I'd love the opportunity to maybe, you know, they do, they call it a Ring Series speaker up there. Maybe we can get you up there to speak to some of the kids.
I would love to do that. Be my pleasure.
Oh, awesome. Well, this is just a multifaceted feel-good story here. I'm loving everything. We're going to wrap up in just a second. So, Brad, why don't you do this? Give me the bottom line on what you've been seeing here in South Florida in the construction industry. Go for it. It's all yours.
South Florida, Miami specifically, is maturing. And while we used to have big cycles and big ups and downs, we're going to have some ups and downs, but the variance is going to be minimal. And I see South Florida as the place to be.
I couldn't agree more. I love the Beacon Council map that puts the South Florida right in the center of the world, and I really, truly believe it does. I grew up here when it was a little redneck backwater, and to see the diverse group of people that we're meeting with today, and I got to bet you got a bit of diversity on your team, too. It's just a great place to live. So I want to thank you, Brad Meltzer, head of Plaza Construction in South Florida. Can I also say Central Florida?
Absolutely. I'm the president of Plaza Construction in total.
Oh, my gosh. New York, too, and everywhere else?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I didn't realize that. I'm in the presence of greatness. Well, listen, Brad, I want to thank you so much for finally getting on the show. Look forward to having you again soon. Maybe we'll get you and Carlos on the same time. You can talk to us about the Paraiso District. I can't wait to hear that.
We would love that. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We're going to toss it back to Wanda. We're going to come back in a few minutes with my good friend, my old and dear friend, Chris Lee, one of the top investment sales brokers in America. Wanda, I'm tossing it to you. Rock the house.